Yeah, flat pitch and a slow pitch, but I think a fantastic day really to take 11 wickets. I thought it was a great effort from the boys. And I'm really pleased for the bowling group because they've had it tough this year. And I think that's probably on one of the few occasions where as a group of four bowlers, and five actually, and maybe even six with Dolly and George's contributions as well, we sort of strung overs together from both ends. And even when they got that partnership there, which was a good partnership, we still hung in there and hung in there and got our rewards towards the end of the day. So really, really pleased on the whole after that day's cricket.
Five more, well, six in the day for Joe Leach. What a season he's had with the ball.
Yeah, I think he's around about the mid-60 wicket mark now, which is a fantastic effort. And, you know, it's not a fluke or a coincidence he gets his rewards like that because he works so hard. He tries and never stops trying. He puts the ball in the right area. He bowls what I call a very brave length. You know, he bowls a bit fuller than most bowlers do in this competition and gets his rewards for it. So, you know, without him, we would have been lost this year. He's been terrific. Mm.
Early morning conditions, obviously in favour this morning, it was doing a little bit, yeah. But then it flattened down. I suppose it'd be the same tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the ball got a little bit softer as well. It was a bit like that in the previous game at Hove. The new ball did a little bit more, and as it got softer, it did less. And I think tomorrow morning's first hour will be key to us finishing this game off very, very quickly. If we can make early inroads tomorrow morning, that'll make our job for the rest of the day that little bit easier. But I think we've shown today, and we'll take great heart from the effort from the boys today to bowl them out, you know, on a pitch like that anyway.
Yeah. Good knock from Young Hussein, though. All the Worcester boys, I noticed, went over and shook his hand or patted him on the back at the end.
I think that was probably his first class 100. I get that impression from the reaction of their lads. And it's nice to see a young cricketer doing so well. I mean, I know Bumpy's actually spoken quite highly of him as a wicketkeeper batsman, so great for him that he's got that first 100 out the way, and I'm sure we'll see some fine performances from him in the future.
Be nice to finish on a win tomorrow, end of last season?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and especially having one at Hove. I think two wins to finish would be great. Finish as high up the table as we possibly can. It's, I guess, another glimpse for everybody here what this team's capable of. It's all about consistency going forward, and I'm sure in the next season or two we'll start to string those performances together more often, and we'll be, you know, pushing for promotion again and again, hopefully.